Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Vicki Sherman, past president of the 99s, lead FAST Team representative from DeLand, Florida, who is today's host.
Hi, I'm Vicki Sherman with the FAA Production Studios here in the National Resource Center at Lakeland, Florida. And you can tell we're having a fantastic time out here. Sun and fun is in the works, and it's been a beautiful, beautiful week this week. And I have a friend, not only a friend, but a very good friend of mine with the 99s. This is Corby Bolick. She is the Southeast Governor of the 99s and also is running for the board for the International Board of the 99s.
Yes.
Corby, it's a pleasure to have you
Vicki
here.
Vicki Lynn, it's been a while.
It has been a while, and I know that you have been doing a lot of traveling. Also, I should have mentioned too that you are the governor's spokesperson for the 99s, which that tells us that she is probably the leader of the governors that go home to the grassroots of this organization to get the word out what the 99s is all about and what we try to accomplish during the course of the year.
Yeah. Well, it's a great group, and we are very involved in so many things, so I'm privileged to be a part of it.
Well, that's great, and I know that you have a lot going on with the Southeast section, which encompasses several states.
Oh, yes. It starts with North Carolina, Tennessee, Mississippi, Georgia, even parts of Louisiana, and then everything south. We got South Carolina, Florida,
and whatever.
Alabama.
You know, I jumped in a little bit too quickly here, but you know, the 99s is the largest women's organization in the world.
It is the original organization of women pilots. We started in 1929. At the time, they sent out invitations to all licensed women pilots, and at that time, there were 117 of them. And in 1929, they asked them, let's get together, have a good time, support each other, and network for aviation. And they sent out the invitations to 117, and immediately 99 said yes, and that's why we're called the 99s.
It's a very interesting story.
Oh, it is.
And you know, the 99s have been, like you say, around a long time. And I have to say, I wouldn't be where I am today as a pilot and a person that's very involved in aviation if it hadn't been for some of our charter members.
I agree. And the perhaps best known is Amelia Earhart. She was our very first international president.
And there's many more that were behind the scenes. And I know I've had the honor of meeting some of the charter members, and like Faye Gillis Wells.
Oh, yes.
Some of the past presidents that
Bobby
are not
Trout.
Bobby Trout.
Oh, Louise Thaden.
Yes.
Oh, Blanche Noyes. There's so many of us.
That's a beautiful sound behind us, isn't it? The sound
like
of
that.
The engines roaring there.
I do enjoy it. I could listen to it all day long.
Well, you know, the 99s, you know, it's not just becoming a member and involved in aviation, which we are. We also really, really promote safety and...
Absolutely. We do a lot of the companion flying courses. We help those that, the women that are flying, that they get their spouses in the right seat and they don't know what's going on. So we help those spouses become more comfortable
with
it.
Which are called 49 and a half, right?
Yes. Yes, they're the other half of the 99s. But we put on safety seminars all across the country. And we should mention, it's not just the United States, it's the whole world.
It's the whole world.
Yes.
You know, one of your members and board member just got off the board is Lisa Cotham.
Yes.
Was very instrumental, and a few of us 99s behind the scene as well, to get the 99s recognition of supporting the new WINGS proficiency.
Yes.
Program.
Absolutely. Lisa was very big in that, getting that done, and we're proud of that. We were the first organization to sign on.
Yeah.
With the FAA.
And I think that shows that, you know, we've been around a while too. If you look at some of these airports out here, you'll
Oh, yes.
See a 99 compass rose.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very instrumental about that.
Oh, that's called air marking. That started back before World War II. in which at the time there weren't very good maps, aeronautical maps, so pilots would fly over places and not really know where they were. So we got involved in that and started painting the names of towns and airports and signs saying, well, the airport is 5 miles that away, and we did it on top of roofs like this and anywhere and everywhere, and had a good time. And then World War II came around, and they were worried that the Japanese would use our signs that pointed to the airports to show them where the airports were, and then that would lead to bombing. So we had to go back and erase all of those signs that we put up, and after the war they said, please come back and do it again. So we're still doing that.
Well, that's good. And you're speaking about the war too, a lot of the 99s are our WAFs.
Oh yes, very much so.
They've been very instrumental and have really also helped us as pilots go through where we are today as being able to fly in a male environment a little
Absolutely.
Bit.
Absolutely. And the guys, they're wonderful too. They support us, but it's awfully nice that the WASP have really paved the way and made it open the roads for us, so that now we've got military pilots that are women and nobody bats an eye at it.
Well, that's
at
good.
The time it was really unusual.
You know, one of the unique things about the 99s too is we have a beautiful headquarters in Oklahoma City. Can you expand on that, Corp?
Well, it is there at Oklahoma City at the Will Rogers Airport, and it's just beautiful. Our headquarters is there, and then we also have the Museum of Women Pilots also there. And it is perhaps the largest collection of aviation material related to women outside of the Smithsonian, so we're really proud of that.
You get a few phone calls from Hollywood.
Oh, yes.
And people that really want to know more about a particular person.
Oh, researchers come in there all the time, going through our archives to find out material to help them with what they're studying.
Well, that's... We also have the Amelia Earhart House, which the 99s are instrumental. We have the support of the Atchison's community.
Oh, yes. In Atchison, it is the Amelia Earhart Birthplace Museum. That is where Amelia was born, and so we, through the years, were able to take possession of this house. We've restored it back to the time that it was like what is like what it would have been like when Amelia lived there, and it's open for tourists all the time. People come in, field trips, all the way from kindergarten all the way up, and as you said, the town of Atchison just really supports it. They are all behind it.
I have a question for you. How do you become a 99?
You become a woman pilot, and that includes student pilot. That's all you have to do is be a student pilot or more advanced in being a pilot and join the 99s. We're on the website, 99s. Look us up, and you'll find out all about us. Contact international organization through Oklahoma City, our headquarters there, and they'll put you in touch with people that are near you, where you live, and you'll join a local chapter, get involved. Fly out to different airports on weekends, get together, have fun, go to museums, and do the air marking as we were talking about earlier, and just support each other. That's what it's really all about, it's a sisterhood of true supporters.
Well, you know, you can almost travel anywhere in the world, and you could look up a 99 and feel at home.
You know, and I didn't believe that until I became a 99. I heard that was the case. I didn't believe it. But once I became a 99, I realized that if you're driving through a town and your car breaks down, find the 99 that's there, and she's going to say, come on in, let me take care of you, and you've got a place to stay and food, and we're going to get your car fixed.
And not only that, if you need a, if you're becoming, want to be a pilot, we've got women all over that we get to mentoring and to help them become pilots.
Yes, we do a lot in that area. Of course, we have the scholarships, which are over, our scholarship fund is well over $1 million. I think it's close to $3 or $4 million. And we give scholarships for women that are wanting to become pilots. We have also pilots that women that already are pilots that want to get their type rating, such as a 737 or a Citation type rating, and help them move in their aviation career. We also have the Professional Pilot Leadership Initiative, in which we pair someone, one of our members, with someone that's already where she wants to be, a mentor and a mentee, and to help each other move along and show the ropes and help
And if someone wants to, you know, is looking for maybe getting a job or an opening in a position, how do they go about that as being a 99?
That's one of the benefits of the 99s. We have on our website, which you have to be a member to go to that part of it, but we have the members only section and we have job listings listed there. So you go and you find that there's an opening somewhere, contact the people. And I should also say it's the other way around. You know someone that's already flying there, she'll get in touch with you to say, hey, there's an opening in our position, in our business now, go ahead and apply. So it's that networking too that is just invaluable. You can't find it anywhere else.
Well, you know, the 99s, obviously, you know, is dear to my heart. I've been a 99 for a long time.
And you've been the international president.
Well, thank you.
Let's not forget that.
Well, Corby, thank you. You know, like you said earlier, you know, it's the sisterhood, bonding together, working together, mm-hmm. promoting things.
Yes.
Safety, helping each other, scholarships. It just, you can go on and on and on.
And you know, we're very diverse. That's what's amazing. You may have an elementary school teacher with a biochemist, and you may have a college professor with a stay-at-home mom, which is a full-time job.
Oh, astronaut.
An astronaut, yes. Yeah. We have astronauts that are members of the 99s. And it could be you're a 16-year-old student pilot. We're very diverse, and we all have different interests, but there's one thing that links us all, and that is our love of flying.
Of aviation.
And you can't beat that.
And that's one of the reasons you're here today, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
Sun and fun. You know, that's the nice thing about it. And, you know, we need to promote our building here at Sun and Fun.
Oh, yes. We have a nice cottage over on Clubhouse Row. It is wonderful. It's a place where 99s gather. We sit on the porch. We can watch the air show from there. Nice, cool air conditioning, too. Just a place to reconnect, just a reunion every year.
And sometimes, I know as myself, when I come here every year, I may not see this particular 99, but we always seem to team up or get together here at Sun and Fun.
Yes, it's a great gathering place. We love it. We look forward to it. Yes.
And also, I'd like to thank, you know, we have Nancy Wright and Barbara Sergio that have done,
they've
over
made
the
it
years,
happen.
Have made it happen for us mm-hmm. to be proud to have the building
yes.
we have. And
Barbara, I think this is her 28th year working here.
Isn't that something?
Yes.
I mean, how fast time goes by.
That's right.
But
and Nancy's not far behind her either.
I guess that's the case, too.
And it's a lot of work, but it's something they love to do.
Right. And, you know, we have some of the 99s that participate in the EA Forum tents over there and give seminars, safety seminars.
Yes.
And
we're doing some aerospace education also. We're working with school children, and I think we've
Marie
had some,
Grind.
Marie Grind's been here. Elaine Mara has been doing seminars for the teachers so that the teachers can go home and teach their students about aerospace.
And, you know, a lot of things, too, that, you know, what we're trying to do, too, is, you know, when you have hands-on type training, or I know Marie yesterday, Grind, one of our 99s, and a past governor as well.
Yes.
Took a group of students and kids out on the flight line to show them
yes.
the various different aircrafts.
Oh, they were climbing in one of the bombers, she said. So they were just wide-eyed. They opened their eyes to aviation.
Well, you know, it gives them a different perspective, not just flying small airplanes, but we have some military aircraft out here, warbirds.
Yes.
You have a variety of type of aircrafts, ultralights.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're brave enough, you can go up in one of those what do you call those things?
Those
ultralights.
Yeah, ultralights works for me. Yes.
But it's been a beautiful week here, and
I wouldn't miss it.
You wouldn't miss it. Well, mm-hmm. I really would like to thank you, Corby, for coming, and I hope we'll see you again next year.
You better count on it.
We would love to have you back.
Thank you, Vicki Lynn.
Tell all the 99s out there and your friends to come out and join us here at Sun and Fun.
No matter where you are, come to Sun and Fun.
Come to Sun and Fun. And if you want to learn anything about the 99s, can you give them our website address, Corby?
Absolutely. It's very simple, www.99s.org.
And if you want to find out more about the 99s, please look them up.
There's a lot of information there.
Well, thank you all. I hope you'll come out and participate in this event. Again, you can hear the wonderful noise of the aircraft going by. If you have anything you want to learn about aviation, it's all happening here. I wish you clear skies, tailwinds, and have a safe week. Thank you.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.